This poem derives from a class that I took in Old Testament, and we read the Old Testament passage about the Tower of Babel, and I was kind of taken with that story and tried to imagine what it must have been like to have helped build the Tower of Babel. And the person that I cast myself as being in this poem was a straw gatherer who would bring the straw to the brickmakers so they could make bricks. The straw gatherer. We came from everywhere, from Cush and Canaan, from Nineveh and Ophir and Gomorrah, to this flat land between the mighty rivers to build a city first, and then the tower. It symbolized the strength we knew was working in everybody's hands. We felt it coursing from heart to hand to neighbor hand to nation as wide as world. I gathered straw in bundles with joy because I shared that modest duty with myriads more. We brought the straw to others who mixed it with the clay more workers carried, then baked it into earthen bricks for building this monument to what our efforts stood for. That's how it felt to all of us to start with. But something happened then. There was no warning, but suddenly in field and yard and city, we could not understand the ones we'd worked with for days, for months, for years of common labor. We still could understand the few who'd come from where we had, but the rest, as if by lightning, were struck not dumb, but with this awful strangeness. No one could overcome it. Those who tried to were met at first with stares as cold as moonlight, and then with faces twisted as a lion's that guards its young or kill against intruders. At length we took to shouting at each other, as if incomprehension grew from deafness, and noise could snap the stalk of that connection. Then only gods could smile, as well they might have. Were they made nervous by our great endeavor? Look what we did when once we worked together. Gods must have feared for that. This soaring tower could rise to heaven, yea, might climb beyond it. Then, looking downward from its circling stairway, we might have seen what ordinary quarters these gods were housed in, and, in retribution, have made them play the fool, or just ignored them.